This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being engaged and involved. You need to get engaged and involved. You really need to pay attention to others. Even if you guys are on the same page, sometimes you come at things from a different angle, and you end up in the same place. You can't speak to everybody the same way. One of my biggest irritants, when people are running for office or when you're listening to the spokesholes for either Republican or Democrat Party, they spew the same things. And just because they say it enough times, they think you're going to buy into it. You don't do it. Because then what happens is you get into a group of people, you start spewing the party line, and you can't back it up because you don't have enough information. You're just spewing what you heard or what you saw on your smartphone or what you saw on your computer screen. Make sure you have the information, you have the numbers, you have the stats, you have the proof before you start trying to argue. I always love these people try to argue with people on Facebook and other places. They don't have any of the numbers. They really don't know. Our hearts and prayers go out to those in Alaska. It was a major earthquake there today for some of you maybe who haven't been paying attention. I can't imagine you'd miss it. A 7.0. I don't know where it is now. When I first was watching, it was 6.2. Now it's up to 7.0, and it is the middle of the winter there. So, I mean, for those people, they might be used to it, but if you think about it, there's power outages everywhere, and I think what you were telling me earlier today was 28 degrees, during the day it was 28 degrees, which is why they don't have many people living there. You know what I'm saying? That's why I moved from Boston too. So you look at this. Our hearts and our prayers go out to them. I love the fact that they're getting help from all over the country, and I think that's a really, really, really big deal. After the break, I have Mark Reed is going to be on with me. He was a candidate for Congress here in California, where we're going to talk about can any Republican ever win in California again. We'll talk a little bit about that. But also, he actually went down to the border. And he watched firsthand what was going on down there. And he talked to people down there as well. And, you know, depending on the news outlet you watch or don't watch, depends on the slant in the story that you get. Right? I mean, they're going to give you just enough information, just enough, so that they can get you to make up your mind for you. I see people, I mean, what I tell you on a regular basis, I've got two or three places I like to go to during the day, and I stop in, and they're quote-unquote regular people. They're working 9-to-5 jobs, counter workers, cashiers, and that kind of stuff. I love to ask them questions about what's going on, see what their take is, where they're coming from, what party they belong to. And it never, I can tell you, it never surprises me their response to the questions based on what party they belong to and what they're reading. So it's really sad that we've gotten to the point now where you make up your mind, you decide, you act based on A, the party you belong to, and B, the information you're getting from specific sources. When the only place, even, look, I do this show every night. You know I'm a quote-unquote right-wing conservative Christian. Do you think I only go to Christian sites? I only go to, well, Fox is kind of useless now, too, but do you think I only go to right-wing sites to get my information? No, I want to know how the other side thinks. I want to know how they came at it. They may have questions that we haven't answered yet because we're not buying into their stuff because, you know, we're right. Right? We're conservatives. We're Republicans. We're right. Well, I got news for you. Not always. And we're being fed information. And I was telling you, and you saw it the week of the elections. I told you that I thought Paul Ryan was the first wave of progressive Republicans. Remember? And what happened? He bared me out. Right? He put his stamp on there and said, you know, Messina was right. Did you see what he was saying the week before the elections? When he was putting down President Trump, when he was putting down some of the policies, talking about how he didn't like the way he spoke. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why would you do that a week before the election? Makes no sense to me. But again, I'm not usually the smartest guy in the room. But I've asked you guys, you know, look at what he's pushed. Look what he's voted for. Look what he wouldn't bring to the floor. You gotta do your own homework sometimes. You really do. You can't leave it all up to the party. Can't leave it all up to your little groups here and there. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you guys have spent big money, big tax dollars, sending your kids. I mean, the big tax dollars for state colleges, and then you're spending your own money to send your kids to a private college. I keep telling you, you need to pay attention to what's going on college campuses across the country. When you have people like, and I don't even know why he'd go there anyhow, the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, a graduate employee organization, is now organizing a march against white supremacy and fascism. And here's the thing, if they look up the word fascism, they'd have to point to themselves, right? And what they're doing is they're protesting Sean Spicer, who was invited to speak at UMass and promote himself and as one person said, his white supremacist views. So this is where your money is going to. You parents are sending your kids to college, or your tax dollars going into the college fund, if you would. This is the kind of garbage that your kids are being taught at school. This is what they're, and some professors, and I think we did this last year at UMass, they were actually giving the kids credit to go out and protest. Well, I thought the whole idea behind protesting was you had yourself invested in it, which meant you gave up something for that. There was some pain. There was some struggle. You were going to have to go back and make up maybe the test or the class that you missed. When a professor tells you it's okay to go and I'll give you credit for going, where's the loss? Where's the pain? Where's the real fight? Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I got so much of the stuff I want to get through. It's the end of the week, and I'm only going to get through about 40% of it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Mark Reed joins me after the break. Don't go far. We're going to get firsthand eyewitness view of what happened at the border. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me, and I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all that conversation. But you need to shut up for a while and listen to us so you can get a feel for what's going on and what's happening. Mark rejoins me, and Mark I've got to know over the last few years. He was a congressional candidate for the California 30th District, Congressional District, against Brad Sherman. What a wonderful person he is.
Well, he's an interesting guy. He's never really done anything in the seat, so we always wonder how he keeps getting reelected.
Well, look at it. It's like anything else. You look at Maxine Waters, and she's down there, and she doesn't show up at anything. She doesn't go anywhere. And she's got an 80% approval rating. How do you do, maybe she does it by not showing up. I don't know.
Well, she is catering to the ethnic population that she's representing.
Yeah.
And it's an angry attitude that she has, and it's an angry attitude that district has. So, of course, she gets reelected.
So let me get your take before we get rolling on this last election cycle. And the Democrats are gloating on how they've won, and people finally got the message. And they're going, no, the only message they got is that you cheated. The only message that they got is that when you look at these ballots that came in over a period of 5 and 6 days, and now we're talking about what they called absentee ballot harvesting, and we saw that up here in the area that
I'm glad you're bringing that up, because that's the major issue right there. They have groups of people going out, knocking on doors as soon as the absentee ballots are mailed, knocking on doors, saying, hi, I'm from Brad Sherman's office. We're here to pick up your vote-by-mail ballot.
Yeah.
So, of course, people are like, oh, great, you're from Brad Sherman? Oh, I'll vote for you since you're here to do this.
Yeah.
It's harvesting ballots. That's all they're doing.
Yeah. And it was really sad when and they're running around, they're excited about winning. They're saying, how is it? It's such a hollow victory. How do you do that? And then I was working with a local Republican group up here,
right,
and they were getting calls all day long that people had gone in to vote, and they had already voted.
Right.
And I'm saying, so how do you fix that? Because you've got a situation where I've got my driver's license. I can prove to you who I am. I'm sitting here telling you, I don't care what your sheet says. I wasn't here this morning. I didn't vote. Fix that. How are you going to fix that?
Well, this is where our Secretary of State really needs to step up to the plate and get rid of voter fraud. But they're not going to. What is it? Dean Logan, the same thing. He came from Washington State, and he was being prosecuted up there for voter fraud. He's down here doing the same thing.
Well, he's seasoned.
We need to get serious about the integrity of our election process. And this isn't Republican or Democrat. Just think about it. You know, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. If voter fraud is existing, it's the integrity of the democracy. We're a republic practicing democracy. So you got to look at the integrity of our election process. And right now, I don't think anybody believes in it anymore.
No, I agree with you. I think we're getting more and more nervous. I've had a lot of my friends say, why bother? You know, they're going to steal the vote anyhow, so why bother? I said, then you let them win. Don't let them win. You always push back. You always fight. Now, you just got to take it a next step further. You know, we were having a hard time getting people to go down to do the recount.
Right.
And the Dems had all kinds of people there.
Oh, they're very, very well organized.
Oh, yeah. I said, but here's the thing. I was at you'll appreciate this. So I was at a function, a Republican function,
right,
and somebody yelled out when I said we need to be down there. They went, we have jobs. And I said, you know, that's a cute answer.
Right.
But what you need to do, you want a little pain? You take a vacation day. You take a personal day.
Well, let me step up on this one in a sense, because I was at one of the recounting of the ballots.
Right.
The ballots are all, I wouldn't say they're legitimate, but they're legitimate ballots. They're filled out, everything else. But it's the origin of the ballot that's not legitimate. Because once they take it out of the vote-by-mail envelope or the provisional ballot envelope,
right,
they can have any ballot they want. They can stuff it. They can do whatever they want to do. So when you do a recount, you're counting ballots that are probably fraudulent, but you can't prove it. The recount's going to come up exactly the same. But it's where does that ballot come from? Was it stuffed in? These harvesting of ballots, did the person go in there and stuff their own ballot, take the other one out? And throw it away. We don't know that process. Los Angeles County does not use their own in-house printer. They don't use their own in-house mailing system. It's all contracted out. There are no security processes in place. These ballots go to them, and then they're sent back out. There is nothing there. There's no transparency in Los Angeles County with the vote.
Wow.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was actually surprised to find out. They're very close-lipped about it, and I dug into it and asked them, well, who sends the ballots out? Well, we use a mail house. Well, wait a minute. Do you print them? No, we don't print them. So how do you know what's going on? You really don't know what's going on.
No,
the ballots are mailed back to the mail house, so that's an unsecure location once again. Who knows what these things are doing?
Yeah. No, and we had friends that were down in Broward County, Florida,
right,
who took pictures sneakily, but they took pictures of them coming in the back door where they were bringing ballots to the back door.
Yep.
And there were no ties on the ballots. You know how they seal the
right
ballot boxes. There were no seals on the ballot boxes. And then when the judge says, okay, no, you have to let the governor and his team in, and you have the Broward County supervisor say, no way, no how, yeah. I would have been on the phone with the marshals. We would have been in there in a relatively quick period of time.
George Soros said a long time ago that his goal was to have the Secretary of State in every state one of his people. And he's just about accomplished that.
Wow.
That's where the fraud starts out, right there. So you look at Alex Padilla. There you go. He gets his people in on the lower in the counties, and he's controlling a complete turnout in the vote process.
Yeah, well, you and I both know the people at True the Vote, and that was, you know, she gave me information one year, and so they had 60,000 ballots or registered voters that they could prove were either dead or not here anymore, and they couldn't get Logan to do anything with them.
Well, this is what I've said. With this election process in L.A. County, they legally have to keep the vote-by-mail envelopes and the provisional envelopes for 18 months. If you want to prove that there's fraud involved, you have to seize those envelopes. You have to have them legitimately gone through to find out if they are a California resident, a resident of that particular district.
Yep.
Are they alive? Okay. If those aren't alive, they're not residents anymore, it's automatically a fraud. The rest of them, you have to call the voter and say, did you vote by mail? If they say no, there's another fraudulent one. I really believe that out of the 205,000 vote-by-mail ballots that were sent out, they were not all legitimate, and they didn't come back legitimate. Brad Sherman received 184,000 votes. How many registered Democrats do you think are in the district, Joe?
In his district?
Yes.
Oh, heck. I don't know how many.
213,000. So you're trying to tell me 90% of the Democrats showed up for him?
Oh, of course
you,
they
you,
did.
You go through the district and they hate the guy. They hate the guy. Yeah,
of course they did. Just go ask him. He'll tell you.
Exactly.
Oh, God. We'll be back and we'll talk about the Mexican border when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
State officials in Alaska continue to assess the damage after a 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck Anchorage. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says there's structural damage to area roads and bridges.
The infrastructure assessment will be a longer-term assessment, most clearly, but it has impacted the major arterials in and around Anchorage.
No deaths or injuries have been reported from the earthquake or aftershocks. President Trump at the G20 summit in Argentina, saying his decision not to hold formal talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin is Russia's seizure of two Ukrainian gunboats and a tugboat.
We don't like what happened. We're not happy about it. Nobody is. Hopefully they'll be able to settle it out soon, because we look forward to meeting with President Putin. But on the basis of what took place with respect to the ships and the sailors, that was the sole reason.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. No, I'm not crying. I should be, but I'm not crying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, head over to the website. Two things you can do there. So I want you to spend your money. I want you to buy a coffee cup. Okay, TRS Coffee Mega. I keep telling you, the coffee tastes so much better in the mug than it does in a regular coffee mug, but there's no guarantee. If you don't like it, it's your taste buds. I don't give you your money back. Number two is you can buy the book. It's Christmas time. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things that you've been taught to hate. All the things you've been taught to hate. All the labels that the left has given me. You know that group that hates labels? That doesn't want to use labels? Those are all the labels they've labeled me with. So the book gives you some insight as to what's going on and that kind of thing. So anyway, I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I also want your email address. We only send out one email a week. I don't inundate you with stuff. And that way there you know who's coming on the show, topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of thing. Let me get back to the guest. I've got Mark Reed with me. He was a congressional candidate for District 30 against Brad Sherman in California. That in and of itself, just being a Republican congressional candidate here in California, here in the Los Angeles area, is a feat in and of itself. Man, I don't know, either you have a low IQ or you have a lot of guts.
Well, Joey, you know, I put it out there, and my how would you say, descriptives in front of me is I'm a conservative constitutionalist who happens to be a Republican. Because like you were saying at the beginning of the segments here, you have to do your job as a voter. You have to look into the issues. You just can't get out there and pound the Republican message or pound the Democrat message. What the hell are you talking about when you say a Republican? I mean, what's the Republican base? Ask anybody out there, what is a Republican? They don't know.
No.
They have no clue.
No, but Mark, I'll go one step further to you. When I get people on that are Republicans, okay, and especially during campaign time, what's the common march against? We have smaller government, less taxes. You go, okay, you know, shut up. What do you mean by smaller government? What do you mean by that?
Exactly.
Right? What do you mean by less taxes? And it's an easy statement to make because everyone goes, oh, look, he's on my team. He wants smaller government, less taxes. But that means different. Just like you ask some Democrats, should we have a secure border? They're going to say, oh, yeah, we should have a secure border. But their secure border and mine are two totally different things, right?
Well, Nancy Pelosi, when she originally was running, you know, years back, you know, she said the same thing that the Republicans are saying. I want a secured border. The illegal aliens are taking jobs from us. They're criminals. They're all these. Now she's all for them. You know, it's they come out with the rhetoric of the day, and that's it. And the Republicans have got to stop doing that. They've got to stop doing the rhetoric of the day. It's like Ronald Reagan said, the Republican Party has got to start using bold colors and stop using pastels. What do you really stand for? Yeah, limited government. Okay, I get that. I don't want the government in my yard. But how are you going to do that? What are you going to do? I guess the greatest measurement of that is when they shut the government down, they send all the non-essential employees home. Yep. About 60% of them. Well, go ahead and fire them all. If we don't really need them, why do we have them? And then you ask the average person out there, when the government shuts down, how does that affect you? Well, it really doesn't. You know, it doesn't affect you. The average person, I could shut the government down all day long. It doesn't affect me in my life in any particular way.
Yeah. No, right? I had to say comments, but the other thing I'd say, it doesn't hurt them either, because what happens when they come back to work?
Well, they get the back pay. Yeah, they get the back pay. Exactly. I mean, it doesn't hurt them in any particular way at all.
There's no reason for them to clean up, because they're fine when they come back. Right. Yeah. They still spent, in the last shutdown that we had, we did a story. They spent almost $6 billion a day. But wait a minute. When I've shut down my business for the weekends, we ain't spending any money.
Exactly.
It's nothing going out the door. How does this work? You know, it's just amazing.
Well, that's right, as I say, I get a kick out of it, the Republican and Democrat, you know, the rhetoric that goes back and forth. You know, they really just don't get it.
Well, I think people have really seen, people who really want change have really seen that in a lot of ways there aren't two parties. These guys want to do business a certain way. And I think Trump has got them so nervous, so scared, that even his, quote-unquote, his own were turning against him and not helping him. That's my
opinion. Well, because he's cleaning the cupboards out of the corruption on both sides of the aisle. Yeah. And if anybody thinks that there's no corrupt Republicans, you got something to wake up to, because there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
There's really no difference between the Republican Party and the Democrat Party in Washington, D.C. It's just the right side and the left side of the government, but it's all the government.
Oh.
Yeah, they're
and
both
they don't
playing.
Live in reality there. There's no semblance of reality in D.C.
Huh.
All right. Let's talk about the border. All right. So you've been down the border now how many times?
I've been down there the one time. I'm going back this Tuesday to interview the mayor of Tijuana.
Right.
He's granted us the interview based on what we've seen. He wants the message out. He's a victim, you know, the Tijuana is a victim of this whole thing as well.
Oh, he's livid. He's come out the last couple of days with comments and comments that he's made where he's just said, look, we can't handle this.
They can't afford it.
No.
They can't afford it. It's costing them $25,000 a day. When you go down to Tijuana and you look at the poverty that's there, for them to be expending the money that's going on, housing these individuals and feeding them and taking care of their medical. It's also bringing tuberculosis, it's bringing chickenpox, it's bringing all kinds of diseases. And looking at the park where they were housing them out, it was disgusting, Joe. Every worker that went in and out of there was wearing medical masks, because it's horrible. It's literally horrible. I mean, the human tragedy that's going on there, that's been perpetrated by both the left and the right, and the organizations that have gone down to Honduras and Nicaragua and El Salvador, these people should be held legally liable for what's happening, because the people we've interviewed have all said that they paid him $150. They've promised that Donald Trump has said, we're going to give you asylum if you just get to the border. Think about this one fact, Joe.
Wow.
If they would have just gone to the Texas border, they would have shaved off 1,500 miles off of their trek. But why did they come to California? They came to California because we're a sanctuary state. We've got Gavin Newsom in there saying, oh, these migrants coming to America, it's not the American way, by greeting them with tear gas and violence. Well, that was a setup by the media as well.
Oh, sure.
They had people down there with bullhorns telling all these young men, because 95% of them are young men from 18 years old to 35. There's very few females there and very few families there. But they all on bullhorns said they're passing out the asylum papers at the border. Now, they've been there for a month. They're starving. They're eating crap food. Excuse my French, but they're eating crap food. They're away from their homeland. They're away from their families. They're living in disgusting conditions. They've come there for their asylum papers because they've been promised this by all these American attorneys. And all of a sudden, you got people on bullhorn saying, okay, they're passing out the asylum papers at the border now. Let's go. And they keep saying that. They get a big rush of young men going towards the border. The Mexican federales are trying to hold them back. They can't hold them back because they're like, I'm going to get my papers. I've got to get these papers because they're saying there's a limited amount of them. Then all of a sudden, the Mexican helicopters start dropping the tear gas. They're the first ones to drop the tear gas. But they dropped it behind them to get them to go faster to the border. So then they hit the border, then the American side starts shooting the tear gas at them to try to disperse them. And then the news agencies down there, oh, they're shooting tear gas at all these women and children. It's like, no, they're trying to squell a mob mentality that's been perpetrated on both the Mexican government in Tijuana and the American border. And this is where the press needs to be held liable for what they're doing. Because they're down there like I call them piranhas. They're looking for the red meat. You know, if they would walk up to one of the Mexican women with a child and said, you know what, I'll pay you $100. I want to take your baby, put it in the mud with a diaper on and filthy it up and so I could take a picture. The person's going to say, sure. Yeah. And they would do that. I wouldn't put it past any of those news agencies down there to do it so they can get their major story.
And it's very hard. Some of the memes that you see and some of the little video clips you see where they're showing some of that already happening, where they're staging people running away or running into the border or running in a certain direction. And they're showing you the different angles, and look who's got a camera in his hand and who doesn't.
Yep.
And I believe it. I believe that the stuff that stuff does happen, especially when you're trying to get a point across.
It's when you go down there and you see it firsthand, it's actually disgusting what's happening. Not the migrants. I'm talking about the news agencies, the organizers of this march to the border. It's disgusting. I think our congressmen and women in America should bring these organizations, first of all, disbar these attorneys. Every one of those attorneys that are down there lying to these people and creating this rush on our border, they should be disbarred. But they should bring these leaders of these countries that are creating these human tragedies and human rights violations, they should bring them into court, international court, and prosecute them for it and say, look, we don't care what government you can have. You can have a socialist government, you could be a dictator, you could be whatever you want. But when you start committing crimes and human rights violations to the extreme where people are fleeing your country, we're going to bring you into court, we're going to prosecute you, we're going to take everything away that you own.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk more about the border on the other side of the break. Mark Reed is with me. He was a candidate for the Congressional District 30 in California against Brad Sherman. But we're talking about what's really going on at the Mexican border, where he saw firsthand this week. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive.
and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. Give me your email address. Because if you give me, I just send out an email once a week, sometimes twice a week, but mostly once a week. Give you an idea of the topics we're going to be discussing, things that are coming up, guests that might be on. And you know what? Even the sponsors. You got to have sponsors. Unless you want to send me some big checks, I have to have sponsors. It's really that simple. But you want to get involved. If you don't want to do the email thing, you already get too many. The other way that we've just started doing is you can do it via text messaging. So if you want the information via text, just text TRS, right? The real side, simple. TRS at 313131. Man, if you can't get that, maybe you shouldn't be driving either. You know what I'm saying? TRS to 313131, and we'll send you an email, a text message twice a week, let you know show's starting, what's coming up. I'm trying not to inundate you with those either. Let me bring my guest back on. Mark Reed joins me. He was a candidate in the Congressional District 30, Brad Sherman's district here in California. And, Mark, thanks for being with me.
Absolutely. You know, Joe, it's all your listeners. Really, they need to support you because this is where you're going to get the real information, the real stories, because everybody else has an agenda. It's called ratings. They're making money. That's all they're interested in. They want sensationalized stories. They'll produce the story in order to get their ratings. Yep. And this is where, you know, Fox News, someone said, I need to get on Fox News. And I said, they're part of the problem. They really are part of the problem.
They are now.
They are. Really they're becoming more and more of the problem.
Yeah.
Well, because you look at who owns Fox News.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. You know, my push has always been, and you know some of the smaller conservative radio show hosts, and I say the same thing, you know, look at those guys. They're not being pushed by bosses for those, as you say, the big ratings, the big bucks, and they're getting real information out there, and you need to support them. You need to help them. So I agree, and I appreciate that. And we've actually been removed from stations for the stories that we do and what have you in the past. And we've got on stations because of it. We've been removed as well. So, yeah.
Well, remember, when lies and deceit becomes the norm, truth and transparency becomes revolutionary. So you're a revolutionist.
There you go. Perfect. All right, let's get back to the border. We're talking about the people at that are coming to the Mexican border right now, and there was one thing that you were talking about that these people want to work and they want to do this when they're coming up into Mexico. What was it, a week ago or so? Maybe 10 days. They were offered asylum. They were offered work, food, shelter. Pretty much they all turned it down. Doesn't that make you wonder what's really going on?
Well, it doesn't make me wonder what's going on. It holds true to the story that they're telling us in the interviews that we're doing. And that is they've been promised and told by these organizers that they're going to get into America. There's a tremendous amount of work here, and they can live the American dream. So they want to get to America. They don't want to get to Mexico. They don't want to follow law. They don't want to do... And think about it, Joe. The whole premise behind success is learning how to do things the right way.
Right.
The first step in a migrant coming to America is knowing how to go through the right process to becoming an American citizen, getting your green card first, applying for citizenship, and going through that process. That lays out the foundation for their success in life here in America. Coming here illegally or rushing the border as they're doing, they're learning one thing, how to do it illegally. And that's all they're being taught. How do you do it illegally? So this is why the majority of them will follow that same path once they're here.
Yeah. I come from a different background. My whole family had green cards. You know, they all came here from Italy. It's kind of hard to walk across the Atlantic Ocean, so they came in here via ship. And again, they gave up a lot. And so I understand the plight of giving things up to get here to get a better life for your family, but I'm still a stickler with you've got to do it the right way. There's a way to do it and a way not to do it.
Absolutely. And to your listeners, don't ever misconstrue what I'm saying about what's happening at the border or my compassion for these individuals at the border for not wanting to do it the right way or the legal way. I am all for legal immigration. It is a complete disservice to anybody coming to this country to allow them to cut in line, to do it the illegal way, to give them the benefits, shortcut this, shortcut that. But this is what our leadership is doing. You know, Gavin Newsom, you know, in order for him to be elected, what did he say? I'm going to give you free college. I'm giving you free medical. We're going to give you Section 8 housing. We're going to give you all these things. Well, who's paying for it? You and I are paying for it. It's our tax dollars.
We're
it's like,
give
wait
you.
A minute.
We're going to give know? You.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you remember when they came out and they said, you know, that they're going to relieve the debt of mortgages for people who got themselves underwater? It's like, wait a minute, I've been paying mortgages for the last 40 years. Why don't you go ahead and give me a $200,000 bonus for me doing the right thing for the last 40 years?
Well, this state has all kinds of stuff available to people, whether it's college. You know, my irritant was my daughter, if she wanted to come back here from Illinois or wherever she was at the time to go back to college, she had to pay out-of-state tuition or she had to live here for a period of time.
Right.
I've been paying taxes in the state. She paid taxes in the state. Yet all I had to do is come up from the border illegally, and what do I get? I get in-state tuition, and I probably would get help with it. I'd probably get some grant money with it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, all you got to do, Joe, is deny your citizenship to America and then be here as an illegal alien, and you'll live higher on the hog.
So you've been down there. You've seen what's going on. The Mexican, not the Mexican, what is it, Tijuana mayor has said, you people got 2 days. If I can't get this squared away in 2 days or we can't get this fixed, we're going to have a problem. We're going to be out of money. We're not going to have the resources to protect you, to feed you, or anything else. What happens then, Mark?
Well, a lot of them are already self-returning because they're realizing they've been given a crock of lies. And so a lot of them are leaving. They're just going back home. They realize this is it. Also, because the news is starting to really tell the real story, the activists are realizing this has bit them in the backside.
Oh,
it's not working out the way they wanted it to work out.
Not to interrupt you, but did you notice that the Dems have backed off of this big time, too? I mean,
absolutely.
24-7 has gone down to 7 minutes a day.
It's the liberal left that's organized this whole catastrophe. This is an organized catastrophe in order to push a political agenda. And unfortunately, I'll say this again. I believe both Republicans and Democrats are utilizing this as a political opportunity.
Oh, I disagree.
Yeah, I mean, they really need to look at this, the human aspect of it, and they need to get to, I've said this before, I don't care about the lawn. If my lawn starts dying, I want to know why the lawn's dying, and it's the dirt. It's underneath. What is happening to these people, and why are they in such desperation? It's because of their governments, where they exist. Why are we having a problem at the border? Because our Congress, not our president. Remember, the president doesn't set immigration law. Congress does. So Congress has failed to deal with the immigration issues since the late 80s. That's Ronald Reagan did the last time. Situations have changed drastically.
Yep.
The border wall is not an immigration issue. The border wall that Donald Trump wants to do is national security issues, and it has to be done in certain areas.
Mark, can't he just simply declare a state of emergency at the border, ignore Congress, and do what he has to do?
That won't fix it long term.
No.
As President Trump has said on a number of occasions, he said, I want to fix the problem permanently. You can put a Band-Aid on it, do an executive order, and what happens? The next liberal president comes in and says, I'm going to wave that one by. He gets rid of it again.
Yep.
It creates the problem all over. Congress has to do their job, and Congress is not doing their job. I've always said if you want to get real good bookends in the center of the book, listen to, Ben Sasse's opening statement on the Kavanaugh hearings. Listen to Senator Collins' closing statement, and Senator Graham in the middle showed the frustration of the book. But Ben Sasse talked about how Congress and the Senate is usurping their authority and their job to all of the bureaus and bureaucracies. And they're not doing the job because they're afraid of not being reelected. Congress has got to start being held accountable, and they have to do their job. Immigration is the number one issue.
I would love to see them held accountable. I would, all these things that they could have, if they just sat back and did it. Now, you and I work in the quote-unquote private sector, right?
Right.
So if these guys had to work like we have to work, if they had to actually get their job done by Friday or certain things done by a certain deadline, half of these guys could make it. They'd have to go away because they couldn't do the work they needed to do.
They would fail.
Right. I mean, they could have fixed immigration. I say this, I'm with you. I come from a family of immigrants, and I say, look, it is broken. For it to take you 20 years to get here, it's broken, okay?
Well, Joe, think about it. When you have something that's, your house is falling apart, okay, do you try to fix the whole house in one shot, or do you focus on one thing at a time?
Right.
The immigration issues, there's a multitude of issues in immigration. They keep trying to do it all in one big swoop. No. focus on one piece at a time, whether it's chain migration, whether it's the visa programs. Because remember, visa overstay is 60% of the illegal immigrants in America. So it's not just illegals coming from the southern border. 60% of all illegal immigrants and or aliens, whatever you want to call them, are visa overstays. So our visa program is shot. Look at the work visa program, right? The work permit program. We need the seasonal help. There's no questions about that in the ag business and the hotel business. We have to have it. So why aren't we taking the 14 work visa programs, combine them into one, and say, here's how we're going to do it? And it could be done very simply, but Congress has got to do it.
They got to get off the butt and do the work that, right, quickly. Tell people where they can find you.
My website is still markreedforcongress.com. My Twitter is markreed1776. And my Facebook is just Mark Reed for Congress, and a personal one, Mark Reed.
Perfect. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We're just going to have a smorgasbord of crazy stories to end the week off with, like I do every week. Just enough to keep your blood pumping so you can't get to bed. We'll be back.